Jesus, we beg you to send us your spirit.
耶稣，我哋恳求你将派起你嘅圣神。
We offer you our poverty.
主耶稣，我哋将我哋嘅贫穷微小奉献俾你。
We offer you our trust.
我哋将我哋嘅信赖奉献俾你。
And we put all our trust in you.
主耶稣，我哋愿意将我哋所有嘅信心奉献俾你。
That we believe you will give us your light tonight.
主耶稣，我哋深信你今晚会将你嘅光赐俾我哋。
To help us understand deeper this blessing you promised for those who read Bacchylop.
都深信你是会赐给那些是看默示录的人一个很深的祝福。
That it is a blessing that one life won't be enough for us to discover.
这个祝福是深奥到我们整个生命都不能够去发现的。
But we know we may prepare ourselves better to receive it
但我哋愿意真系更加去准备自己，好想能够更加深入嘅去明白。
Now let us sing together to the Holy Spirit。
我哋都喺度求圣神。
Sacred Heart of Jesus。
耶稣圣心，纪念我等。
Saint John Paul II。
仰望保罗二世为我等祈
Saint John
圣仰望中途为我等祈
Little Teresa and Saint Louis and Saint Zeli
圣女小德兰为我等祈
All the saints of heaven
天上所有圣人圣女为我等祈
Saint Michael
圣尼亚二长老天使为我等祈
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So once again, we welcome Father.
我再次欢迎神父。
Father Francis.
多谢韦神父。
Good evening, dear
Good evening, Father.
brothers and sisters.
晚安，各位兄弟姊妹。
So we continue. Step by step, to read together the revelation.
咁我哋继续去一步一步咁样啦，去睇呢个默示录。
And maybe we wrote those words before together. I'm not sure.
我哋系咪大家都有睇过噶啦
？But Maybe it is also a good exercise not to feel you had read it again.
咁咧，希望都唔好令到大家觉得咧，好似又要再睇过咁样样啦吓。
Because it's always new.
因为每次睇圣经咧，我哋都系会一个好新嘅经验。
And if you think that you know it already, you are misled.
咁其实如果你以为你自己咧已经好明啦，知道晒啦，其实咧你系会咧被误导啊。
Because the word of God, whatever the word it is always new and specially for you.
因为天主圣言咧，时时刻刻为我哋嚟讲咧，都系一个新嘅说话，亦都系特别咧为此时此刻嘅我哋咧系有新嘅意思嘅。
Because it is God speaking to us now.
因为咧系天主亲自咁同我哋呢一刻啊呢一刻。咁同我哋去说话。
So he may use the same word to speak to us for 1 year.
佢可能上年都同你讲一句说话噶啫。
But he will tell us everything in one word.
咁但系好奇妙噶啦，就系一个字啫，一个字，天主已经可能将所有嘢咧话晒俾我哋听。
And because in each word of the Bible, Jesus is present.
因为喺圣经入边嘅每一句每一个字咧，耶稣都系真实咁样临在。
And I believe personally that sometimes I need to hear the same word many times before I can get it.
咁好多时候我自己都相信咧，我自己个人经验啦吓，我都真系要听耶稣讲好多好多次咧，我先知道耶稣同我讲乜。
You know who was this saint? When she was praying the Our Father, she could only say Father.
咁其实好多圣人咧，当佢念天主经嗰阵时候咧，佢净可以讲一个字咧，就系天父。
And she was already in heaven.
咁而天父之后咧，佢就已经系神魂超拔啦。
So the importance, it is not that we have read the whole Bible, all the books.
咁其实紧要嘅嘢咧，就唔系话我哋已经睇过成本圣经噶啦。
The important it is that we always are caught by the word of God, whatever it is.
最紧要咧，就系我哋咧系用圣言去生活。
That His word inhabit in us.
咁让天主嘅圣言咧喺我哋之内咧系扎根。
And the angel said to me.
咁我睇翻默示，应该我讲默示录第二十二章咧咁讲啦。天使又给我说这些话，系咪讲呢个？
Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book.
哦，他对我说：你不可密封本书的预言，因为
for the time is near.
因为时期已经临近了。
Let the evil doer still do evil.
让不义的仍行不义吧。
And the filthy still be filthy.
让污秽的仍旧污秽吧。
And the righteous still do right.
让行义的仍然行义吧。
And the holy still be holy.
让圣洁的仍旧圣洁吧。系默示录第廿二章第十节。
Chapter 22, verse 10 and 11.
是十节同第十一节。
Do not seal up the words of the prophecy, for the time is near.
他呢，再一次讲，你不可密封本书的预言，因为时期已经临近了。
It is the angel and it seems to be the angel we met at the beginning of the book, the angel that was sent by God to John to communicate him the revelation.
咁呢个天使咧，都系我哋之前睇嗰个啦，就喺开始嘅时候啦，天主派遣咗一位天使咧，同圣约望去沟通嘅，就同一位天使。
And told him. Do not seal up the book. It means make it open for everybody.
咁啊，点咩叫做唔好密封呢本书呢？就系话咧，让呢个信息咧话晒俾所有人听。
It means there is an emergency to spread the book.
咁即系话咧，佢好一个紧急性咧、迫切性咧，系要将默示录嘅信息咧话晒俾人听。
And this order comes like in in parallel with another order in another part of the book where it is said, "Don't write those words; you have to seal them."
咁咧，其实喺呢同一本书信都系咁讲噶，就你唔系净系讲，即系你系唔好，千祈咧唔好密封呢本书。
It is in the chapter 10.
应该第十章咁讲。
When there are those lightnings and thunder speaking.
就嗰阵时第十章咧系咁讲啦，系行雷闪电咧，呢透过啲行雷闪电咧咁样讲说话。
And John was going to write them down, and the angel said, "No, don't write them."
咁咧尝咁当圣约望福音尝试去摆将啲情景咧记录落嚟咧，但天使同佢讲唔好记录落嚟。
But when the angel said that, "Don't write them down," the more we would like to understand what it was.
咁咧，但系真系唔好记录落嚟嗰阵时候咧，我哋更加去想知究竟系咩一回事。
So there are also words in the book of Revelation that have been told but not written.
咁所以睇得到啦，喺默示錄入邊咧，天主都同聖約望講嗰啲説話，但係都冇記錄落嚟嘅噃。
And so it's like another challenge.
所以都係另外一個挑戰。
Now the verse 11 we just read about, let the evildoers still do evil, the filthy still be filthy, and so on.
咁第十一节都咁讲啦，让不义嘅仍然行不义啦，让污秽嘅仍旧污秽。
And then it says, and let the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy.
让行义的仍旧行义，让圣洁的仍旧圣洁。
At first it seems very strange, as if we don't care for the sinners, let the sinners still be sinners and the saints be saints.
咁就好似初出我睇嗰时候已经真係好奇怪啦，咁即係让嗰啲罪人继续仍然做人，即係让就唔好理啲罪恶啦。
It doesn't look very charitable.
咁睇嚟好似唔係又好有爱德喎。
Like we separate already the sinners and the saint.
即好似睇嚟，即天主已经一早啦，将坏人啊，即啲罪人啊，同罪同嗰啲好义人啦分开咗。
But it is supposed to be at the last judgment, not before.
咁但呢啲情况应该咧系最后审判节发生，唔系而家发生噶。
So what does it mean?
咁所以第十一节其实佢讲紧啲咩嘢啦？
It seems contradictory to mercy.
咁因为啲讲佢所嘅说话，好似咧对于违背咗呢一个嘅慈悲嘅精神。
But we believe that the book of Revelation is a book of mercy.
咁我都相信默示录咧都系一个慈悲嘅书。
So as aAlways in the Bible, when we see some words that seems contradictory,
咁所以当我哋喺圣经入边睇到啲说话咧，系好似矛盾嘅时候
，it is a challenge for us to discover a new light.
咁亦都系一个挑战俾我哋咧，去发现新嘅生命。
And here, I think that the it is not a lack of mercy.
咁神父觉得咧，呢个说话咧，唔系话冇呢个慈悲嘅心。
But an invitation to the church to focus on her sanctification.
咁而反而咧，系邀请咧教会咧，系将个聚焦咧集中咧喺佢自己本身嘅圣化。
And to give a witnessing of someone who is striving for sanctification.
咁咧就系即系见证紧一个人啦吓，真系好努力咧去成圣。
And this will be the most the strongest message for the sinners.
咁当一个人咧好努力咁去成圣嘅时候，行紧成圣嘅道路嘅时候咧，呢个为嗰啲罪人嚟讲咧系一个好大嘅信息。好强烈嘅信息。
It is like in a family.
就等于喺个家庭入边。
For example, the mother is very willing to become a good friend of Jesus.
咁譬如个妈妈啦，好想同耶稣好亲近。
But maybe the husband and the children, they are not following her.
咁但可能佢嘅丈夫啊，佢嘅仔女咧，并唔系同佢同道。
And then if she starts to nag and always tell the husband and the children, you have to come to me. You do bad. You are in bad case. You.
咁但如果咧，个妈妈咧就不断咁样咧，就喺度啰嗦啦，佢嘅丈夫啊，佢啲仔女咧，要叫佢哋咧跟住佢一齐翻圣堂啊，跟耶稣啦。
But the papa and the children they feel Wow, okay, you do what you like to do, but don't oblige us to do the same.
咁佢哋啲可能屋企人都会反感啦，咁你做你嘅嘢啦，咁你就唔好逼我哋咧，要好似你一样。
Because there is a special call to follow Jesus.
因为个妈妈咧本身咧有一个特别嘅召叫咧，去跟随耶稣。
A special grace.
一个特别嘅恩宠。
And the time of God is not our time.
咁天主嘅时间表咧，亦都唔系我哋嘅时间表。
And we are not entitled to decide that somebody else now will start following Jesus as me.
咁我哋都唔系嗰位咧，系话诶边个人咧，系呢个时候咧就要好似我一样咧，咁去跟随耶稣。
The only thing Jesus asks for us from us it is to be witness.
咁其实天主净系要求我哋一样嘢噶啦，就系咧要我哋为佢做见证。
And so to be very poor and very humble.
咁所以咧，我哋系需要咧成为一个好贫穷嘅人啦，亦都系一个咧好充满谦逊嘅人。
Because people will think, or if for you to become a fervent Christian, it makes you a nagging person. No, thank you.
咁咧，如果咧你即系吓，好似你有啲人，即系如果你不断咁意饿其他人嗰阵时，人哋都可能会反感啊。原来你要做虔诚基督徒啦，就系咁啰嗦噶，咁其他人就会好反感。
And so I think it is something like that that is asked from the church to go ahead and be even more fervent to follow Jesus and to love Jesus.
咁我哋系用咁嘅精神去睇翻咧，其实呢个嘅十一节咧，咁邀请咧教会咧，系更加热心、更加热切咧，咁去走上呢个圣洁同埋成圣嘅道路。
And then don't hide from it.
咁同埋都唔好将你嘅圣德咧去收收埋埋。
Ask the Virgin Mary to be a good witness.
咁就好似圣母一样啦，吓，成为一个好嘅见证人。
The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come."
圣神同埋新娘都话：你来吧。
And let him who hears say, "Come."
凡听见的也要说：你来吧。
And let him who is thirsty come.
凡口渴的请来吧。
Let him who desires take the water of life without price.
凡愿意的可白白领取生命的水。22:17.
The bride.This is the church.
呢个新娘就系教会。
And the Holy Spirit is one with the church to do that prayer.
咁而系圣神系同教会一齐咧，只可以作呢个祷文。
And the prayer of the church, it is to say, "Come to the bridegroom."
而所以教会嘅祈祷系点样咧？新郎啊，你嚟啦！
And the church can only be the bride when she is with the Holy Spirit.
咁而我哋嘅教会点可以成为呢个嘅新娘咧？就唯独当教会同圣神喺埋一齐，只可以做基督嘅新娘。
Are we longing?For the coming of Jesus.
我哋问一问自己，咁我哋有冇渴求主耶稣嘅来临咧？
Are we longing for the Holy Spirit?
我哋有冇渴求圣神？
We are very easily sleeping.
我哋好多时好容易去昏睡沉睡。
The bride is sleeping.
我哋嘅新娘开始瞓觉沉睡。
And the bridegroom is crying.
咁因为新娘瞓紧觉，咁所以新郎哥咧亦都好伤心啦，喊紧。
When are you going to wake up?
咁所以新郎就不断咁问：，你几时醒啊？
And Jesus is so patient.
咁但系耶稣佢永远都系咁忍耐。
And he's looking with a smile of mercy.
咁耶稣时时刻刻咧，用呢个慈悲嘅微笑，咁去怜视我哋。
The one who is thirsty may receive the water of life.
口渴嘅可以白白咁领取生命的水。
Are we thirsty?
我哋有冇口渴呢？
Do we have desire?
我哋有冇渴求？
Or are we satisfied?
平时我哋已经好满足。
A Christian who is satisfied is starting already not to be a Christian.
如果一个基督徒开始觉得佢嘅好满足嘅时候啦，佢已经咧唔系好自然咁样，唔系再系基督徒。
When we start thinking, I'm becoming not so bad.
或者我哋自己开始自满嗰阵时，觉得自己都唔系咁差。
I am improving.
我已经开始进步紧。
I know a lot.
我知道咗好多嘢啊。
I do a lot of things for God.
我为天主做好多嘢。
For the people.
为其他人做好多嘢。
I'm not bad.
我都唔差。
Then we are in trouble.
咁嘅时候咧，我其实就开始咧麻烦啦。
Because we have no more desire.
因为咁嘅情况就代表我哋咧已经冇渴求。
Then the bride is sleeping.
咁即系话咧。教会这个新娘呢就开始沉睡。
And Jesus is crying.
咁因为开始眼瞓瞓着咗啦，咁所以呢个新郎哥亦就开始哭泣。
And also smiling with a smile of mercy.
咁我唯有对住我哋用慈悲嘅微笑咁望住我哋。
I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book.
默示录22章18节，我向一切听本书预言每句话的人警告说，
If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book.
谁若在这些预言上加添什么，天主必要把在于本书上的灾祸加在他身上。
And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy,
谁若从这书上的预言删除什么，
God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the Holy Spirit which are described in this book.
天主必要从本书所载的生命树和圣城中删除他的名分。
This is a little severe.
咁听落咧，呢两句说话，呢两节咧都系好严厉。
And very special because there is a blessing.And also there is a warning.
好特别啦，亦都因为呢句说呢两段呢就有祝福，亦都呢系有警告。
It shows us that this book is so special and so precious.
呢本书呢其实系好特别，亦都系好珍贵。
That we need to be extremely careful to respect it.
咁所以我哋对于呢本书咧，系要特别特别咧咁去尊重佢。
It's like demanding from us an absolute respect.
就好似天主要求我哋咧，对呢本书要绝对嘅尊重。
As we respect Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament.
就正如我哋睇对于圣体入边嘅耶稣，我哋系尊重。
Because Jesus is present in the word of God，
我哋都系同样都要对圣言尊重，因为耶稣都喺圣言之内活着。
And so it means that when we read aloud the words，
咁所以当我哋大声咁样诵读圣言。
And trying to respect the good intonations.
咁我哋用好嘅语调去读出嚟。
And when we read, it is already a kind of a translation of we express what is written with the intonation, with the voice.
我哋用我哋嘅声音，我哋嘅语调咧，去读诵读圣言嘅时候，我哋其实都系已经表达咗天主同我哋嘅说话。
And how much to the translators from Greek to Cantonese or from they need to have an absolute respect for the word.
咁所以当圣经翻译嘅作者咧由希列文转做中文嘅时候咧，咁个作者对于圣言都要有绝对嘅尊重。
But the translation is always so difficult.
但其实译本咧，译圣经咧系好困难嘅。
Because it is from one language to another, from one culture to another culture.
因为唔单止系语言嘅翻译，最紧要系文化上咧，系点样将译翻过嚟咧，都系一个好艰巨嘅事情。
So translations are always a process taking time.
所以咧，翻译咧本身咧都系一个过程咧，系需要时间。
To improve the translation little by little.
咁所以咧，都系个翻译嘅译本咧，都系需要咧，慢慢咧，咁去改变啦吓，即系去修订。
Like for the liturgical book of the Mass, for instance, there are still some translations in English that are a change because we realize that from the Latin it was not exactly the meaning. So,
就好似先几排啦，就我哋嘅礼仪啦，都有啲翻译上边咧，由拉丁译个英文嗰边嘅翻译咧，都有啲修订啦。
So we must not be surprised that there are changes in the translation, but we must be happy for that.
咁所以当我哋圣经译本咧有啲改变嘅时候咧，我哋唔需要惊慌。
Because it becomes clearer and clearer.
因为应该咧翻译咧嘅修订咧系帮我哋更加去明白咧圣经嘅原意。
Now, in the warning, there is this thing very a little choking.
咁呢个嘅警告咧系有啲特别。
Because it is so severe, if you take away something, your blessing, the blessing described in the book, will be taken away from you. Or if you add something, the plagues described in the book will be added to you.
其实呢，呢句说话系好严厉噶吓，即系话如果你喺圣经入边即系加咗个说话咧，或者减咗个说话咧，加咗点嘅说话咧，你原本嘅祝福咧已经冇咗，反之咧呢度嘅灾祸咧就会加诸喺我哋你嘅身上。
So we might be tempted to say, "Oh, it's very dangerous. I won't touch it at all."
咁可能你睇完呢句呢章节之后，你就话咁危险啊，不如我唔睇啦。
You know, it's like a holy land, and if you touch it, or if you touch the ark in the Old Testament, those poor guys who had mistakenly touched the ark, they were killed instantly.
Really?
Yeah. Story.
聖地，我唔知 sister 講。
In the Old Testament.
記得喺舊約嗰度咧，咪有記載，即係以色列人因為唔小心碰觸嗰個約櫃咧，就死咗咯。咁所以咧係危險啊！即係啲好神聖嘅嘢，我哋唔可以亂咁鬥啊！
And so what is very sacred, very holy, request an absolute respect from us.
咁所以真係非常非常之神聖嘅事情啦，聖潔嘅事情咧，我哋係天主係要求我哋咧係要絕對嘅尊重。
We respect very much, but we should not be afraid.
咁我哋要絕對尊重，但我都唔需要咧係驚嘅。
I think we may understand it as a way to say, if you change the word of revelation, you will take away the blessing from the people because it becomes too dark.
因為如果你去改咗入边嘅说话嘅时候啦，咁系会令到其他人失去咗光明，变得相反就变得黑暗当中。
as if by not doing a good work, we don't let the light coming out.
Because if we change the Bible words, we 阻礙了聖經裡面的光發出來
And then the blessing cannot come out.
因為沒有了光， 天主給我們， 藉著聖經給我們的祝福， 也給不了我們。
Because the more we read, the more we are lost.
因為我們其實當我們越來越看聖經的時候， 我們得到的也應該越來越多的。
So don't be afraid with that book, but be extremely poor in front of him.
但我當去睇默示錄嘅時候，我哋唔需要驚啦。咁但只不過懷住一個好謙虛、好貧窮嘅心。
When someone is very poor, Jesus cannot send him away. He just say, "Come here, my child," and I will give you everything.
咁因為當一個人咧喺耶穌面前變得好貧窮嘅時候咧，耶穌咧唔會趕我哋走嘅。咁相反就係會話：我嘅孩子啊，嚟啦！我俾一切嘅嘢你，我俾嘢你啦。
And especially because all the learned people, all the wise people, they are already gone, but the poor one is still here waiting. And looking.
咁其實就係實在都係嘅喎，嗱好多知識分子啦，好多博學之士啦，好多時候咧嚟到天主面，即係好快脆咧就會離開個聖殿。咁但係唯獨咧嗰啲好簡單嘅人啦，好貧窮嘅人咧，仍然嚟到天主嗰度渴求天主、祈求、等待緊天主答覆。
Because even no need to say anything because the poor one stays in front of Jesus, in front of the book of Revelation, you say, "You promised it. You promised me."
咁我哋淨係可以喺天主面前好貧窮咁同佢天主講，對耶穌講，就話：，你應承我嘅喎，你許諾過我嘅喎。So
I won't live before you bless me.
咁同耶穌死纏爛打啦，就話好，我除非咧你祝福咗我啦，否則咧我唔會離開㗎。
It is your right.
嗱，呢個咧係我哋嘅權利嚟嘅喎。And
it is Jesus who is giving you this right.
咁應該都係耶穌咧賜俾我哋嘅權利，對佢死纏爛打。
So it's amazing.
其實好奇妙嘅事。
So we can be so confident.
咁所以我哋好似係好有信心咁樣嚟到耶穌面前。
And if you grow this confidence by reading the book of Revelation, Jesus will be totally melted.
咁當我哋睇默示錄嗰陣時候，懷住一個咁有咁大嘅信心嘅時候咧，天主咧係會完全咧俾我哋嘅信心咧係融化咗。
And he will send his angel to you.
咁因此咧，耶穌咧就會派佢嘅天使嚟到我哋嗰度。
To bless you even more.
咁而更加去祝福我哋。So
we so this part about the listening.
好，咁頭先咧，我都有分以前我哋講咧，就係關於傾聽呢一部分。
Like the first of the five senses.
咁我都講過，有信德有五官啦。咁而第一個官咧，五官咧就係傾聽。
And it is the first that is present in the book of Revelation.
咁呢個都係喺呢個默示錄當中第一句，即係第一個感官咧，去表達出嚟嘅。
When John wrote that. It was on the day of the Lord. He was caught in the spirit, and he heard a loud voice like a trumpet behind him.
咁咧都係當默示錄開始嗰陣時候咧，聖約望咧係神魂超拔，聽到咧佢後邊一個好巨大嘅喇叭號角嘅響聲。So
the Lectio Divina of John and our Lectio Divina in the book of Revelation starts with the sound of the trumpet.
咁所以咧，當我哋去睇呢一個聖言中讀，呢個特別係講緊默示錄聖言中讀嗰陣時，一開始咧就我哋會聽到一個咧號角嘅聲音。
It is the voice loud like the trumpet.
一个好巨大嘅巨响，巨大到咧就好似一个号角咁嘅巨。
And so even before to tell us some words, the voice sounds like the trumpet.
天主开始讲嘢嘅时候，把声大到咧，根本系完全咧，就净听到只号角咁大声。
So it's kind of the strength of the trumpet is already a message for us.
咁其实咧，呢个号角嘅响亮嘅声音咧，已经咧为我哋嚟讲系一个讯息。
What is special with the trumpet? Do you play the trumpet?
我哋当中有冇呢个人系玩音乐乐器啊？呢个号角、喇叭。
喇叭。The trumpet has something special. It is to fill all the space.
咁其实喇叭有一个好特别嘅特质啦，就系佢咧要将个空间入边咧所有嘅空间啦，即系个声音咧系要全遍咧个空间噶。
And like to take possession of the space.
即系咧，佢好似完全咧，咁要占有翻咧嗰个空间。
And to focus everybody's attention to the sound.
系啦，咁当个号角响起嘅时候咧，喇叭响起嘅时候咧，佢咧就要叫所有人咧要注意啦。
So how can we help it to make the word of God?To get symbolically, to get the strength to fill all our soul.
咁我哋究竟要点样咧，可以帮其他人咧，真系有呢一份嘅力量咧，去完全咧，咁去充满咗我哋嘅灵魂咧
？And our body.
我哋嘅身躯。
We are soul and body.
我哋嘅有灵魂咧，亦都有肉体。
And to focus our attention.
咁要将我哋嘅注意力咧，系要集中。
It is something the sense of faith. The listening is one of the sense of faith. We must ask the Holy Spirit.
咁所以我哋要求圣神咧，赐俾我哋咧，倾听呢个信德，倾就用信德嘅眼光，有倾听呢个嘅福度。
You know, there is this kind of healing technique.
Hearing technique.
Healing, to heal.
Okay, 咁我哋其实咧喺医治人嗰阵时候咧有特别嘅技巧。
There are people they use music to make healing.
咁有啲人都用音乐咧去做医治。
And so I was thinking, yes, The voice of Jesus is maybe the healing from Jesus to us.
咁其实可能耶稣咧嘅声音吓，已经为我哋嚟讲咧系一个医治。
Because we are never totally harmonized with the word of God.
因为我哋好多时候咧，基本上咧就冇乜，好多时候咧都唔系同耶稣，即系同圣言咧系个步伐一致嘅，即系我哋同好多时候都格格不入。
And so the trumpet will shake us.
咁而所以牧师录一开始嘅时候咧，嗰个号角声咧，亦要令到我哋咧引起我哋嘅注意力咧，就系要我哋同我哋讲，醒咯，你系要吓同耶稣圣言系一致。
We need to become in tune with the trumpet。
我哋咧要同天主嘅号角咧系要教台教啱台。
So that we may become in our turn the good instrument。
咁好似我哋每个人都教啱个台啦，成为天主得心应手嘅工具。
Like we may be a music instrument in the hand of God.
就好似耶稣手入边咧一个好得心应手啦嘅乐器一样。
That we may be a trumpet in the hand of Jesus.
有可能我哋会系成为耶稣手入边咧一个喇叭一个号角。
Or a harp or whatever instrument.
或者系竖琴，或者系其他嘅乐器。
That when we speak, it is all about Jesus' love.
让我们以后讲的每一句说话都是讲关于是耶稣的爱
God's mercy
耶稣的慈悲
and light
耶稣的光
That's something about the Lectio Divina.
咁呢个就系关于啦圣言中毒。
May how to make the word of revelation become as strong as a trumpet.
就点样让呢个默示录嘅圣言咧，就系有咁嘅幅度，咁强力嘅幅度咧，就强力得到啦，就好似咧一开始嘅号角咧咁有力，咁嘅强劲。
To make enter in this the world of revelation and focus our attention totally.
咁呢个号角，因为就一开始嘅时候就帮我哋咧系进入呢个默示录嘅时候咧，系完全咁样样咧，系集中咁去进入到个幅度入边。
When I see this morning, I went to 东涌。
咁神父今朝去东涌啦。
To this very Poor chapel, the visitation.
咁去东涌一个嘅圣堂。
And I, in the MTR, I was walking in the underground way.
咁佢神父咧系搭地铁啦。
And I was very careful not to be hit by so many people.
咁即系地铁啦，人来人往啦，咁佢就好小心啦，唔好俾其他人撞到。
They were not looking。
咁其他人系唔会睇你噶嘛。
But only looking at their
咁啊，香港人搭地铁就净系睇手提电话。
With the earphone。
系啦，就听歌。
They were totally in their own world。
咁嗰啲人其实就喺佢哋自己嘅世界入边。
So I was thinking maybe it's a little dangerous for them.
咁所以神父话：，咁其实佢对嚟讲啦，即系街度唔知着紧做乜，都危险噶。
But it was also dangerous for me.
咁神父话：，其实都觉得佢自己都危险啊，俾人撞到。
The Book of Revelation has so much more to give us than all those things.
咁其实咧，默示录咧，俾我哋嘅嘢咧，系更加多啊！比我哋嘅手提电话啊、听歌系更加丰富。
So we need to be smart to be totally focused by it and to entrust ourselves totally to it.
咁我哋要醒目啦吓，我哋咧要好有集中啦，喺默示录圣言入边，而且咧系真正咁样整个人咧去进入呢个默示录嘅圣言入边。
Not only our brain，
唔单止系用我哋嘅脑
，but also our heart，
最紧要系我哋嘅心
，and all our senses，
同埋我哋嘅五官去进入呢个圣言。
Like to be a good antenna to receive all the waves of heaven，
就好似咧我一个好。好有力啦，好敏锐啦嘅电线咁样样啦，天线咁样样啦吓，将天主俾我哋嘅信息咧，完全咁样接收。
And to let God put all our senses in tune with Him。
咁都让天主帮我哋，用我哋整个嘅五官咧，完全咧同天主咧嘅心意咧系合二为一。
To unite us in His light。
咁喺佢光当中啦，佢同我哋咧系共用。
In the light of His word，
系咩光咧？就喺佢圣言入边嘅光，能够我哋咧同天主咧系合二为一。
Now we'll go to the second sense。
咁我哋而家进入第二个五官
，which is seeing the sight，
就系经由看见呢个五官。观感。
We will go to two vision, one vision of Jesus, high priest in his church on earth.
咁咧，我哋就会睇用两个嘅影像咧去睇。第一个影像，默示录第一章系咁讲：耶稣大司祭临在于他的旅途教会。
And another vision of Jesus, a Lamb of God in the heavenly Jerusalem.
咁第二个启示咧，就系默示录第21章，耶稣天主的羔羊临在于新的耶路撒冷。
But it's only a little part of the book of Revelation because there are so many other visions in the book.
咁其實咧兩個影像咧，其實都係好少嘅啫，因為咧成個默示錄入邊咧係聖人夢中同見到好多個神事啊。
So vision of Jesus high priest in his church on earth.
咁第一个神事咧就系耶稣大司祭临在于他的旅途教会。
Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me. And on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands.
默示录第一章第十二节就系话，我一转身就看见了七盏金灯台。
And in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man.
在灯台当中有似人子的一位。
Clothed with a long robe and with a golden girdle round his breast.
身穿长衣，胸间束有金带。
His head and his hair were white as white wool, white as snow.
他的头和头发皓白，有如洁白的羊毛，又如同雪。
His eyes were like a flame of fire.
他的眼睛有如火焰。
His feet were like burnished bronze, refined as in a furnace.
他的脚相似在烈窑中烧炼的光铜。
And his voice was like the sound of many waters.
他的声音有如大水的响声。
In his right hand he held seven stars.
他的右手持有七火星。
From his mouth issued a sharp two-edged sword.
从他的口中发出一把双面利刃的利剑。
And his face was like the sun shining in full strength.
他整个人闪耀有如发光正烈的太阳。
So we see again the John who heard.The voice like a trumpet.
咁我睇到啦，圣约望亦都系听到一个好响亮嘅声音，就好似呢一个号角咁响亮。
But the voice was behind him.
咁但系呢个号角嘅声音咧，系喺圣约望嘅后边嘅。
So he thought to turn around to see the voice speaking to him.
咁因为佢听个声音系后边嚟啦，于是乎圣约望咧就拧转个身去揾嗰个声音啦。
How can you expect to see a voice?
咁其实我都谂下，咦，我哋其实听啫嘛，点会见到啲声音啊？系听嘅啫，声音咪听见唔到噶。
May I ask anybody here to show me his voice?
我哋当中有冇人话俾我哋听，睇下点样将我哋嘅声音能够好具体咁样样表达出嚟，见到啦。
You don't know either how to show me your voice.
我哋都唔知道点样样吓，即系将我哋嘅声音啦，去话去俾人睇到。
So it seems no sense。
咁所以好似咧，呢个系一个好无聊无稽。
So some Bible changed the words and said.He turned around to see the one speaking to him.
咁所以有啲圣经翻译咧就系话啦，咁圣约望中途咧就拧转身，咁咧就系同嗰个咧佢嗰位同佢说话嗰位咧系去对谈。
So the translator corrected John.
咁所以咧透过翻译咧，佢就系将圣约望中途见到嘅嘢咧系吓即系纠正翻。
He thought it will help us to better understand.
咁个翻译嗰人咧，以为会帮我哋更加明白多啲。
But maybe it prevents us to receive a new light.
咁但系呢个翻译其实可能阻碍咗我哋去接受咧呢个新嘅光嘅启示。
Because to see the voice, it may have a special meaning.
其实可能咧，佢话见到个声音咧，为我哋嚟讲，见到呢个声音吓，呢个词，呢个意境咧，为我哋嚟讲咧，系有特别嘅意义嘅。
John is very poor.
记住咧，圣约望中途咧系好贫穷。
And he knows he's having a kind of ecstasy in the spirit.
咁佢知道佢自己咧，可以好多时候咧，佢嘅灵魂咧可以神魂超拔。
And he knows he's hearing a voice like a trumpet behind him.
佢都知道佢自己咧嘅背后咧，听到一个好响亮嘅号角声音。
But he does not want to presume that there is somebody behind him.
咁但系咧，佢唔想咧，以为咧。啊、亦以为他后边有一个人。
So he turns around to see the voice.
咁所以呢就好简单啦，就话圣约望中途系转身，就系看到嗰个声音。
So he shows us how much John is poor.
咁其实呢句圣经嘅章节就系话你俾佢听，其实圣约望咧系几咁贫穷。
With no a priori,
佢自己咧冇 assume 任何嘢嘅，即系佢冇认定吓以为好多嘢嘅。
And in fact, after he turned around, he saw nobody. He saw the seven lampstands.
咁所以咧，圣约望佢自己本身咧冇假设任何嘢，于是乎佢转身嗰阵时候咧，佢就系见到咧七盏金灯台。
And the seven lampstands, it represents the churches.
咁而呢七盏金灯台咧，系代表咧整个教会。
And in the midst of the lampstand, he saw one like a son of man.
咁喺灯台当中咧，系见到一个咧人子嘅嗰位。
So let's see the next slide.The Son of Man, very mysterious.
人子呢个名咧，呢个人子咧系好似好奥秘咁样样，充满呢个神秘色彩。
So the Son of Man symbolizes that it is about a man.
所以咩个人子咧？人子系代表系一个人咯。
A real man.
是一个真人。
And the robe, the long robe, symbolizes the clothes of the high priest.
咁身穿长衣呢，就代表象征住大司祭嘅长衣。
The high priest in the Old Testament always wear the long robe.
咁喺旧约当中嘅大司祭咧，时时刻刻咧都系着住件长衫嘅。
And the high priest is the mediator between God and man.
咁而大司祭咧，佢系人咧同埋神咧嘅中保。
And the golden belt at the breast of the Son of Man symbolizes.The Sacred Heart of Jesus.
咁而胸间束有金带呢，就系象征耶稣被刺透嘅圣心。
The pierced heart of Jesus.
耶稣被刺透嘅圣心。
And so, some Bible, they felt it was strange to have a belt here.
咁有啲圣经咧，以为咁奇怪嘅，点会喺上边嘅空间嗰度有个金带噶
？So they put the belt back to the waist.
哦，咁嗰啲人咧就自作聪明啦，咁将由空间嘅金带就变翻啦落去腰间嘅金带，呢啲系嗰啲圣经嘅翻译人员。
So we lose totally the beautiful meaning of the heart of Jesus.
咁佢哋其实就系、是。错误咗啦，因为由空间变咗做腰间咧，就完全咧失去咗系耶稣圣心被刺透啊呢个意义。
In the verse 5 of the chapter 1, there is this word, him who loves us, about Jesus, who loves us and untie our sins by his blood.
咁咧喺第五節入邊咧，佢講到咧，耶穌咧係愛我哋嗰位啦，佢都係用咧佢嘅血咧去拯救咗我哋。
The book of Revelation is about Jesus who loves us.
咁所以其實启示录啦，即系默示录啦，系讲紧咧，系一个爱我哋嘅耶稣。
So the same truth is explained by words. He who loves us and frees us from our sins by his blood.
咁耶稣咁爱我哋，佢都用佢嘅宝血啦，系将我哋从呢一个罪恶当中咧，系释放。
And it is also in that vision of Jesus, the Son of Man, with this golden belt on his breast.
咁所以咧，都去解释翻，圣约望中徒喺呢个嘅景象入边咧，见到咧系空间咧系足有金带。
So don't tell me Apocalypse is the book of darkness and destruction and judgment.
咁所以大家唔好同我讲咧，《默示录》咧系讲紧将来嘅审判啊吓，或者系正邪嘅斗争啊。
It's unbearable.
咁呢个其实系两者即系唔可以比相比噶。
And if we say that, it's like we prevent people to receive the true message of Revelation, which is Jesus loves his church.
咁其实咧，默示录真正嘅意思咧，就系耶稣啦，系非常之爱佢嘅教会，所以咧，我哋就唔好啦，系即系将嗰啲意思咧，系去自己去做妄字咁样去解释。
So don't get angry, but we continue the vision.
咁我哋继续咧去睇，圣十字约望中途咧见到嘅异象。
So the eyes like a fire, like a flame of fire, symbolizes the love of Jesus victorious over death.
咁而眼睛有如火焰咧，呢句咧就系象征住耶稣嘅爱情胜过死亡。
And you know what is special with the fire？
咁其实火咧有啲咩咁特别嘅特质咧
？Is it cold？ Is it hot？
系冻啊，热啦、啊，火系点噶
？Hot，
热嘅嘛，火系好热啊。
How do you know it is hot？
咁你点知火系热噶？
Because if you put your hand, you get burnt.
咁噶啦，当我哋咧试用咧手咧摆喺火上边，咁我哋只手咧就会烧伤。
To feel the fire of Jesus.
咁我哋要感受到咧耶稣嗰份火。
It is the sense of touch.
咁咧，我哋系呢个要触摸。
So actually, we are looking inside the chapter about the vision, but the other senses are present.
咁所以即使我哋而家咧系讲紧咧系用呢个眼看见呢个感官啦吓，咁但系其实咧其他嘅感官都喺度噶。
To let the fervor of the heart of Jesus to inflame our heart.
就让耶稣圣心的爱火炽热的火焰去炽热我们的心。
It is something he will give us sometimes.
咁有阵时耶稣咧会将佢嘅爱火咧烈焰嘅爱火咧爱情咧系赐俾我哋噶。
To make us burning.
咁让我哋咧系燃烧。
Especially in winter, it is very convenient because it is cold outside.
咁特别咧，如果天耶稣咧喺冬天咧赐嘅爱火俾我哋就非常之好啦，因为出边好冻啊嘛。
And sometimes we are cold even in summer.
咁其实有阵时我哋病嗰阵时候咧，夏天都会觉得好冻。
And we need the fire of Jesus to warms us up.
咁我哋都好需要咧，用耶稣嘅爱火啦，嘅火啦，去将我哋咧系炽热起嚟噶。
And then the feet of Jesus in bronze, the feet of the Son of Man in bronze, burnished in the fire symbolizes the purification of death.
咁腳傷處在烈焰中燒煉的光同係象徵耶穌戰勝咗死亡。
The purification going through the great trials.
咁呢個係一個淨化啦。
And then the sound of the Son of Man like the sound of many waters symbolizes the powerful caring of Jesus for his church.
咁而聲音有如大水的響聲，係象徵耶穌強而有力咁樣帶領佢嘅教會。
The good shepherd calling his sheep.
咁咧，一個善牧係召叫緊佢嘅羊群。
Or speaking to all his flock.
咁我哋係同佢嘅整耶穌係同佢整個嘅羊仔啦，係説話。
Teaching the crowd on the mountain.
咁耶穌係山中聖訓，係同啲人群咧去教導佢哋。
And his voice reaching to the end of the world.
咁而耶穌嘅聲音咧係響徹，係去到世界每一個角落。
We are inside the sound of his voice.
咁而我哋在座每一个人咧，都系喺翻耶稣嘅声音系包围住我哋噶。
His voice is able to reach out to us.
耶稣嘅声音已经咧系嚟到我哋嘅当中。
And so we are in a safe place.
咁所以咧，我哋咧系喺安全嘅地方。
Like there is the those exercise in the city for the siren, how you call that, the emergency exercise to ring the alarm.
Oh, okay, evacuation.
Yeah.
咁咧就譬如佢哋可能喺台灣啦，或者以前打仗咧，防空洞啊，即係我哋咧，當嗰啲有緊急嘅時候，以前打仗咧嚇，咁都會有啲防空洞嘅東西啦嚇，即係好似我哋去咗防空洞呢啲咁嘅安全嘅地方。
It is so strong that everybody is suspecting what's happening.
咁呢个耶稣嘅声音好大好有力啦，咁所以大家都喺度怀疑紧究竟发生嘅咩事啊
？It's like a big wave of sound that enveloping everything。
咁耶稣嘅声音系不断咁样好大好大，好似系包围住好多嘅事情。
And it is like inviting everybody.
咁耶稣嘅声音系咁响亮啦，系就好似系不断咁邀请紧好多人。
Mobilization is it English? Mobilizing everybody.
咁呢个耶稣咧喺度召集紧咧唔同嘅人。
So the sound of the voice of Jesus.Definitely, it should be like this for us for our life.
耶稣嘅声音嘅响亮咧，就好似为我哋嚟讲，即系不断咁样召叫我哋吓。
With that strength,
系咁有力。
So, how we must ask the Holy Spirit?
咁究竟点可以做咧？我哋就要求圣神。
To receive.The book of Revelation in this realism.
咁所以我哋应该用咁嘅事实啦，咁去进入呢个默示录。
But the realism for our faith, not materially.
咁呢个事实咧，就讲紧系用信德嘅角度啦，唔系用我哋物质嘅话嘅事实吓。咁用信德嘅角度啦，咁去进入翻咧睇翻呢个默示录。
It's not about shouting very loudly.
唔系讲紧你喺度大声咁嗌。
But maybe to make us more sensitive to the power of the voice of Jesus.
咁能求圣神帮我哋更加去敏锐，对于天主嘅声音嗰份力度更加敏锐。
You know, like for a mother or for a teacher, if the child is very noisy or if the students are very noisy, the teacher has to raise his voice. And still, they don't hear him.
咁譬如有時候啲細路仔曳嘅，學生曳啦，咁媽媽或者老師咧就要更加大聲咁樣啦，就要令到佢哋鎮定啲落嚟。
Sometimes it happens to the priest. His flock is not listening.
有時候神父都係咁咯，佢嗰啲信徒咧唔聽話。
And he's trying to be heard by his people.
咁所以咧，更加咧就要大声啲，咁好似咧佢讲嘅嘢咧，系其他人会听到。
But if the children doesn't want to listen, you can shout as you like. It doesn't work.
咁所以如果你即系佢啲仔女细佬唔听话咧，喺度大嗌咧，佢哋都唔会听话嘅。
So it's also about our way to listening.
咁所以其实讲嘅咧就我哋嘅聆听，咁你要点样聆听咧
？Our ability of listening.
我哋聆听嘅力量。
And that we must ask the Holy Spirit to make us good listeners of the Word of God.
咁所以我哋要求圣神咧，帮我哋咧成为一个好嘅聆听者，聆听呢个圣言。
And then there is the double-edged sword coming out of the mouth of the Son of God that represents that the word of Jesus is able to discern between good and evil.
咁一把双面利刃的利剑，象征耶稣嘅话能够分辨好与坏。
And able to discern. What is beautiful in us, even if it is hidden for most of the people.
咁其实圣言好紧要噶啦，就帮我哋自己啊，去辨别内心一啲唔好嘅事，即系丑恶嘅事。即使其他人唔觉得系咁，但圣神即系圣言系有呢份力量。
And Jesus is good to find in us what is good.
咁耶稣咧可以能够深入我哋嘅内心啦，去揾得咩嘢系啱同咩唔啱。
And sometimes even ourselves we don't see it.
咁其实就吊诡嘅地方，好多时候我自己都唔知道噶。
And we need His Word to enlighten this part of our heart.
咁所以我哋好需要圣言咧，系去光照下我哋心入边内心嘅隐藏咗嘅罪愆。
And his aspect is like the sun shining in all its strength, represent the resurrection and victory of Jesus.
佢整个人闪耀有如发光正烈的太阳，咁系象征住耶稣嘅胜利、复活、光荣。
And this light is like the center of the vision.
咁而呢个光咧，就系其实咧讲紧系圣约望啦，啊约望中途咧见到咧整个神事当中嘅中心。
We have the voice for the listening.
咁所以我哋有个首先咧就个声音啦，俾我哋听到啦。
And we have the light for the vision.
咁而系呢个光啦吓，就系我哋睇到嘅中心。
And God is light.
而天主系光。
And we already receive this light.
我哋其实每个人已经接受咗啦天主呢份嘅光。
And so we are striving for this light.
咁我哋每个人都渴求紧啦，接近紧呢个光。
And so how to receive more light?
我哋点样可以接受更加多嘅光呢？
The light of faith.
咁系用信德嘅眼光。
The light of God.
要用天主嘅光。
And that your word is a light on my way.
就正如圣经讲啦，你嘅圣言咧就系我脚步嘅明灯。
And that to mean that to read the book of Revelation is not only to read words.
咁所以我哋睇默示录嗰阵时候，我哋唔系净系睇一个个单字。
It is to be touched by the voice of Jesus.
咁首先我哋系要被耶稣嘅声音去触碰我哋。
in the voice there is not only the meaning of the words.
咁佢耶穌嘅聲音唔係淨係話啲文字嘅意思。
But there is all the love of the person speaking to me.
咁而係對住我講嘢嗰位咧，佢所有嘅愛。
And for a baby, he receives first the love of his mother before to understand what she's saying to him.
就好似个 BB 一样咧，佢唔知道佢妈妈讲乜，咁但系佢感觉到啦，佢妈妈好爱佢。
And in all the visions of Revelation, we receive this light of Jesus.
咁所以当我哋系睇默示录嘅时候，我哋系首先系接受咗耶稣呢份嘅光。
And this light that is much more than the vision that is described.
咁其实耶稣呢份光咧，系比咧我哋光刚才或者睇到嘅默示录记载好多嘅神事咧，系更加紧要、更加丰富。
But each vision is meant to give us the light.
其实每一个意象咧，佢嘅目的咧，就俾我哋。
The light of the presence of Jesus.
是耶稣的临在的光。
Now we see, look at another vision at the end of Revelation. In the,
我们看回第二个影，第二个意象。
The chapter 21.
是默示录第21章。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
随后我看见了一个新天新地。
And the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more.
因为先前的天与先前的地已不见了，海也没有了。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband.
我看见那新耶路撒冷圣城从天上由天主那里降下，就如一位装饰好迎接自己丈夫的新娘。
And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb.
在城内我没有看见圣殿，因为上主全能的天主和羔羊就是他的圣殿。
And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb.
那城也不需要太阳和月亮的光照，因为有天主的光荣照耀它，羔羊就是它的明灯。
By its light shall the nations walk, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory into it. But nothing unclean shall enter it, nor any one who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The New Jerusalem.
咁乜嘢叫做新耶路撒冷咧
？It is a church。
呢个就系教会。
In the new heaven。
系一个新嘅新天新地。
Coming down out of heaven from God。
咁系嚟自天主赐落嚟嘅新天新地。
We think。Why are you coming down? You are there with God.
咁我哋会谂，点解你会落嚟啊？你已经喺天上面同天主一齐噶啦噃。
But it seems she's with God, but it's not already the glorious church.
咁因为佢哋都系仲未成为一个充满光明嘅教会。
If she's coming down, it's still the militant church.
咁所以喺由天上落嚟咧，都系喺旅途中嘅教会。
But it looks already like the glorious church.
咁但其实由天上落嚟嘅教会咧，就已经好似一个系胜利咗、充满咗光荣嘅教会。
Because she comes from God.Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
因为从天上由天主那里降下嘅，就是一位装饰好迎接自己丈夫嘅新娘。
And this preparation, it is the actual preparation of the church. The church is with God. God lives in His church. If not, it is not the church anymore. And sometimes it may happen that a church is so busy doing many things that it forgot God. And that Jesus is not living there anymore.
就好似以为咧，耶稣咧再唔喺教会生活一样。
It is a very simple definition of the church.
其实呢个系好简单教会嘅定义。
The place where God likes to live.
教会就系乜嘢咧？就教会就系耶天主喜欢居住嘅地方，就系教会。
This place.Jesus is happy to stay.
就是耶稣好喜欢咧留临在嘅地方。
That is the church.
呢个就是教会。
If God is not there, it is not anymore the church. Even if it still gives herself that name, but it's untrue.
咁所以即使教会如果咧天主唔系在喺教会入边咧，即使教会叫佢自己做教会啦，咁但系已经唔系真正嘅教会。
And the book of Revelation shows us from the beginning to the end the church preparing herself。
咁而喺默示录当由开始至到最拉尾啦，嘅终结啦。教会都不断咁样样咧，去准备紧佢自己。
As a bride adorned for her husband，
就好似一位装饰好迎接自己丈夫嘅新娘。
We know that because it is a mystery of light from the beginning to the end of the book of Revelation。
我哋知道咧，呢一个系一个奥秘，喺由开始至到终结嘅奥秘。
And so we must be sensitive to that light.
我们要对于这个光的奥秘呢，要有点敏锐。
The light that we saw in the chapter 1,
我们在第一章见到的光,
with the Son of Man and Jesus,
是人子在当中的光,
in the middle of the seven churches,
就是在七眼灯台七个教会当中的中间的人子一个光。
The seven churches that are in gold and lampstand，
咁呢个系七眼灯台，金嘅灯台。
And a lampstand, it is about to shine the light。
咁呢个七眼灯台咧，就系好光，系闪耀住嘅。
For everybody who stay beside it to be enlightened，
咁系闪耀住耶稣嘅光，好使佢周围嘅人咧，都系俾呢个光光照住。
And so, already from the chapter 1, we see the church in gold, which is the love of Jesus, the mercy of Jesus.
咁啊，首先一开始第一章已经见到啦，七个眼灯台灯台啦，系讲紧七个教会啦，而系金色系代表耶稣嘅爱嘅慈悲。
And although the church is still very imperfect,
咁所以即使教会仍然有好多嘅瑕疵。
That we can see it in the chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation.
咁喺第二章、第三章咧，都讲翻教会唔同嘅瑕疵。
With the seven letters.
咁有七封信啦。
Where Jesus is preaching each church to tell her, I like this, but this I don't like so much because you need to improve.
咁咧，其实喺默示录第二章，即系第三章咧，耶稣俾七个教会封信咧，系耶稣亲自咁啊，同每个教会训导，佢中意啲乜嘢，唔中意啲乜嘢。
And then he tells the church, but you have to keep going, keep converting, and the victorious I will give him this or that.
咁但耶稣都鼓励教会你继续啦，继续啦，因为最终咧我都会俾教会嘅胜利噶。
So Jesus is guiding his church on the way to conversion.
咁所以耶稣不断咧咁样咧就系教导佢嘅教会啦，系去归依。
Taking care like the good shepherd.
咁所以就好似个事牧一样咧，系照顾紧佢嘅羊群教会。
And although the church is still very imperfect, it is already the golden lampstand.
咁但即使咧教会咧有好多嘅瑕疵，有好多嘅唔完美，但系咧佢本身都系金灯台。
To be the light for the world.
点解系金啊？因为佢系要成为世界嘅光。
And we see in the chapter 21 the New Jerusalem.
咁而喺《默示錄》最拉尾咧，廿一章嗰阵时候，你会睇到新天新嘅耶路撒冷。
Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
就系一位装饰好迎接自己丈夫嘅新娘。
As if she has achieved the preparation.
咁咧就系话廿一章就已经话咧，佢咧已经完成咗佢嘅准备功夫。
The work of conversion and sanctification.
佢嘅悔改同埋圣化已经完成咗啦。
Realized thanks to the presence of Jesus, the high priest in the middle.
咁所以佢感谢咧喺七个灯台当中嘅中间咧嗰个人子嗰个大司祭。
And so it is the New Jerusalem is quite the same vision as the chapter 1.
咁所以其实廿一章咧嘅新耶路撒冷同第一章咧见到个七眼灯台嘅人子咧，其实讲同一样嘢。
Because it is Jesus, the Lamb, who is the light, enlightening all His church.
因为耶稣咧系嗰个羔羊啦，亦都系嗰个灯啦，系光照咗啦整个教会。
And that, so the book of Revelation is inviting our sight and the sight of faith to be very active.
咁所以咧，默示录咧系邀请我哋用信德嘅眼光啊，好活跃咁样样啦，就用我哋嘅信德嘅眼光去睇。
And inviting us to develop our desire for the light of God.
咁都邀请我哋咧去渴求啦，对天主嘅光咧系渴求嘅。
And maybe to develop in us this sensitivity to hate the darkness.
咁都帮我哋咧有呢份嘅敏锐啦，去厌恶呢个黑暗。
And to look for the truth.
咁而系真系去寻找呢个真理。
To hate what is not true.
So,
this will also help to develop this sense of faith, the sight.
咁呢个都帮我哋咧去发展咧，我哋呢个信德嘅眼光。
Attention to the light.
我哋对于光咧嗰份嘅焦点，即注意多啲光。
And we have somebody who may help us very much.
咁我哋都会可能有一啲人咧系帮我哋嘅。
To teach us how to receive the light.
帮我哋点样去接受呢份嘅光。
The same person who is also a very good teacher to keep the word in her heart.
咁呢个人通常都系一个好嘅老师啦，佢本身嚟讲咧已经将圣言咧系默存喺个心入边。
Right, the Virgin Mary.
就好似圣母一样。
In the book of Revelation, in the chapter 4.
咁咧喺默示录第四章。
Verse, so I will read you verse 2 and 3.
第四章第二和第三节，默示录第四章二和三节。
Two and three, and then verse six.
第六节，二三六。
So it is John who is speaking. It is not on the PowerPoint. I'm sorry. At once, I was caught up in spirit.
我立刻神魂超拔了。
A throne was there in heaven.
看，在天上安置了一个宝座。
And on the throne sat one whose appearance sparkled like jasper and carnelian.
有一位坐在那宝座上的。
A rainbow forming a circle starting from the throne was like the vision of an emerald.
那位坐着的看来好似水苍玉和红玛瑙，围绕宝座的霓虹看来好似翡翠。
This vision is a vision of heaven and the vision of God.
这个呢，异象呢，是关于天堂的异象来的。
Who is like the light.
咁呢个系光。
God is light.
因为天主是光。
You cannot describe the light.
你唔可以讲，你唔可以形容咩系光啊。
You can only be touched by the light.
因为我只有咧系被光咧去触碰。
And enveloped by the light.
被光咧去包围。
And so John to still wanting to describe it uses the precious stones.
咁所以咧，圣约望中图咧就用一啲宝石咧去形容呢个光。
Because the precious stones shed a beautiful light.
因为呢啲宝石咧就会能够咧系反射一啲好靓嘅红霞。
They reflect the light like a mirror.
就佢哋因为佢反出反射出嚟嘅光就好似光块好光明嘅通透嘅镜一样，就照耀出嚟。
But for God, it is not a mirror. God is the source of light.
咁但天主咧，记住天主咧就唔系一个镜子，而天主咧系所有光咧嘅源头。
So it is the light coming from the stone itself.
咁所以咧，其实天主系个光，系嚟自一啲宝石嘅光。
And then I read now the verse six, I think. Yes. In front of the throne was something that resembled a sea of glass like crystal.
宝座前面有如玻璃海，仿佛水晶。
And the sea of crystal, the sea of glass, may very well symbolize Mary.
咁呢个玻璃海咧，其实好可能讲紧咧，系象征紧圣母。
In front of the throne, the creature the closest to God.
在宝座前每一面当中。在宝座周围有四个活物。
Because Mary is the creature the closest to God.
咁咧，而呢个因为圣母咧系对最接近咧，耶天主嘅受造物。
The Immaculate.
圣母系无玷圣湿、圣无原罪嘅。
And she is full of grace.
是充满圣宠。
She receives all the light from God.
圣母是接受在天主所有的光。
And she doesn't put any obstacle to the light.
咁圣母完全是没有阻挡个天主的任何，没有一点而阻挡到天主的光。
And all the light takes possession of her.
咁天主嘅光完完全全系占有咗圣母。
And she sheds all the light around her.
咁所以因此咧，而圣母能够将佢嘅光咧系发射出嚟俾周围嘅人。
Like a pure crystal.
就好似晶莹通透、完全冇瑕疵嘅水晶一样。
So we may ask her to help us to become like a little humble pure crystal.
咁所以咧，我哋可以求圣母啦，帮我哋成为一个好微小微小嘅，好似佢一样啦嘅晶灵通透嘅水小水晶。
Like a little beautiful stone.
一个好微小啦，都好啦，好靓，为天主悦乐嘅宝石。
And that with all the different stones, that there is beautiful light coming from the church.
咁有呢啲唔同嘅宝石啦，佢哋就系圣喺教会入边咧，散放出唔同嘅光芒。
And each one of us is called to become a beautiful special light.
咁我哋每个人都被召叫咧，成为呢个咁特别嘅光。
And now it's 15 to 9 o'clock.
8:45.
8:45.
Okay. Later and later. Okay.
But we enjoy.
Yes.
Okay. So. We will stop here, and tomorrow night we'll continue with the other three senses. Still have to look at it, but the important is not to look everything. The important it is to offer ourselves to the Book of Revelation.
咁咧，听晚咧，神父会继续其他三个感官啦。咁但系最紧要嘅咧，就唔系我哋尝试去讲晒所有嘅资料啦。咁而最紧要嘅咧，就系我哋系将我哋自己咧系奉献出嚟啦。奉献咧就系俾呢个嘅默示录。
Because the Book of Revelation, it is Jesus who is offering Himself to us.
因为喺默示录当中，耶稣系将佢自己咧系奉献出嚟俾我哋。
He lives present in His church.
因为耶稣好实在咁样临在，居住喺佢嘅教会之内。
And His heart is open for us.
而耶稣嘅心系时时为我哋而打开。
He's loving us.
耶稣系不断咁样爱住我哋。
Saving us.
拯救紧我哋。
And blessing us.
同埋祝福紧我哋 ，Amen.
And now He'll bless us.
咁我哋让我哋接受耶稣嘅祝福。
Thank you, Father.